The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
And it's just me today, because Jimmy did his leprechaun thing yesterday. If you don't know at all anything about this show, Jimmy is a little person, and on St. Patrick's Day, he gets paid to go to bars and drink. So, needless to say, he took today off of work. Probably wise. How are you feeling? Did you go for a couple pints yesterday? Maybe some Jameson to make a weekend of it? I have friends, well, actually Jimmy, who went out every day this weekend. We went to Sherlock's in Sherwood Park yesterday. Our friend Jake Buckley was playing a show there, and we thought, oh, I'll take the kids down and have kids in there, hang out. Remember, this weekend marked 1 year no booze for me, too. So it was like the end of that, and I had a pint of Guinness. We were there for like half an hour, then one of our kids got sick and we had to go home. My St. Patrick's days are a little different. It used to be me sick in the bathroom. Now the kids are getting sick and we have to go home. So what I'm saying is, I don't need these cures today. But maybe you did. I did. I found the best hangover cures to help you out. For me, it's always been chocolate milk and eggs. A McGriddle sandwich. But chocolate milk is just an amazing hangover cure for me. And I know you might be like feeling a little sick today, and you're like, milk sounds like a terrible choice. Cold chocolate milk for a hangover? I don't know. It's pretty amazing. I was looking up different ones to share, too. Apparently, a lot of people... drinking Sprite is a good one. A nice cold Sprite. Pickles? Yeah, pickle juice for me has always been a miracle worker. I don't know about just eating a pickle, but a cup full of pickle juice, that'll fix you. Bananas... Vitamin B, zinc. Have one you want to share? A little hangover cure? What are you doing today? Text or call 780-989-0957. A friend of mine texts me. I don't know if I should say his name because I don't know if he's allowed to do this, but he's a paramedic. He just starts an IV on himself and runs a bunch of saline in with gravel. I wish I could do that.
Cruise Mornings, playing more than two songs an hour. Variety that rocks. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Jimmy is away today, hungover. He'll be back tomorrow. We'll see. He went pretty hard this weekend, so we'll see if he's back. He's inspired what I'm talking about this morning. The best hangover cures. It's an easy one. Day after St. Patrick's Day. It's always interesting to see what people come up with. Christy texted in 780-989-0957. Said Gatorade, Advil, mushroom burger, fries, gravy, matzo sticks, and a chocolate milk shake from the Burger Baron. Oh, a mushroom burger sounds like a great hangover cure. Yeah. I could go for one of those mushroom burgers from the Burger Baron. It's good for everything. Cures everything, I think. Have you seen the Lebanese Burger Mafia movie, by the way? Burger Baron is like this classic Edmonton place, right? I mean, expanded all over. I think it started here. If you haven't watched the Lebanese Burger Mafia movie, it tells the story of the Baron, of the Burger Baron. It's wild. I think it's on Prime. Might be wrong about that, but you can find it everywhere. You need to watch it if you are a fan of the Burger Baron at all. Yeah, great hangover cure, though, Christy. If you have one you want to share, 780-989-0957. Can I throw Wendy's breakfast on the list here? Like, I know it's fairly new in the last couple of years, but the Baconator breakfast sandwich is probably the best sandwich for a hangover cure. Crazy Canuck saying Pedialyte as well. Yeah. He keeps it in the fridge for a reason.
It's your music. We just play it. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
What?
Peter! Peter the Leprechaun, you're alive!
Who is this?
How you feeling, Jimmy?
Oh. Don't I have today off?
Yeah, why are you awake?
I don't know.
How'd your St. Patrick's Day go?
I just realized I got home.
Okay, well, we've been doing hangover cures here. Some people want to help you out. Christy's suggesting Gatorade, Advil, mushroom burger, and a chocolate milkshake from the Burger Baron. Steven said drink brown tea. And then another friend of ours who's a paramedic suggested doing an IV line on yourself. Is that possible?
I can't give blood. How am I going to give myself an IV?
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Just stick it in the neck.
I don't feel good, man.
Yeah, you don't sound great either.
How do I sound?
You sound awful, like you're dead.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Get up and do some calisthenics.
Yeah, I'm part of a text group, and it started just going nuts a few minutes ago, and it woke me up.
Go back to sleep. You still sound drunk. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
It sounds like things are not going great right now for Bruno Mars. You remember Bruno Mars? I feel like he's disappeared, but you remember Bruno? He was really big for a few years there. He's been busy with his hobby, gambling and losing everything in Vegas. There was a story released over the weekend that Bruno Mars owes $50 million to MGM in gambling fees. He actually has a deal with MGM in Vegas. So he performs there like every night. And then the deal pays him $90 million a year. But after taxes, it's more like $60 million. And before and after his show, he goes and sits down at the poker tables. And he owes them $50 million. Sure, he's still up $10 million, I guess. But do you ever think back to a younger version of yourself and go, wow, I wish I would have saved some of that money I had in my 20s. Wow, I should have invested some of that money. Like when I was in my 20s, you know, paying not that much for rent, making okay money. I should have saved some of that. Now imagine you look back at a younger version of yourself and you realize you made $60 million a year. And you blew it all playing poker. I lost $20 on a VLT one time. I still think about it.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
So, there's this guy, Dan. Dan has been studying the world's oldest people. He's been living amongst them, trying to figure out how to live longer. I don't know if he's been like living at retirement homes, playing bridge with them, but he has spent 20 years researching old people. And he just put out a list this morning of the things that he thinks if we want to live long, like to 100, here's the things we should be doing with our food. Number one, he said, there's three things here. Number one, eat all of your calories in a 10 to 12 hour window. This guy only eats twice a day. He eats at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. That's not going to work for me. I'm eating at like 4 a.m. Number two, have beans for breakfast and beans for dinner. According to him, if you eat a cup of beans a day, you'll live 4 years longer. Well, my wife might murder me because of my gas, though. And the third thing he does, based on his research to try to live longer, he doesn't eat meat. And that's where he lost me. Like, would you rather die at the age of 80 but eat steak and be happy? Or live until 100, but eat tofu and you're miserable and gassy? So basically, in 20 years of research, he found you eat in a smaller window of time, eat beans, and don't eat meat. I hate to say that he wasted 20 years, but
this is the all-new Cruise Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
And Jimmy is not here because he's at home violently hungover from St. Patrick's Day yesterday. But I am here, and I think I found my nightmare. This is like one of the things I'm most afraid of. I was just reading about an island near the Antarctica where the mice have gotten so out of control, they are starting to eat the birds and throwing the ecosystem of the island out of whack. Let me say that again. There are so many mice on this island that they are teaming up and eating all of the birds. The bad part is these are all protected birds. I guess the whole island is a special nature preserve full of like rare birds and the mice. There's so many mice. They're eating the birds. The mice aren't supposed to be there. They ended up sneaking there on boats in the 1800s and have just spread. There's millions of these mice running around. Oh, I hate mice, and we're moving to a farm, hey? That's one thing that I'm like, I grew up farming in small town community, and I never was able to get used to mice. But I know I'm going to have to because my kids will make fun of me. Like if we're in the barn and a mouse runs in front of me, oh, I can already feel it. And the worst part is a six-year-old. She doesn't care. She'll pick them up. She'll play with them. Like, she does not care. She's not afraid of them at all. And I am screaming, running around. I'm going to have to, like, push all that deep down inside of me when we're in the barn. So they're actually planning on flying over this island with helicopters and dropping mouse poison all over the place. And they're hoping to wipe out all of these mice. 550 tons of poison. I'm sure there will be no unwanted side effects from that.
Good mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
Couple people asking, where's Jimmy today? This should answer your question.
Don't I have today off?
He is off because of St. Patrick's Day yesterday. That leprechaun needs to rest for another year, but he'll be back tomorrow, and the leprechaun will return again next year. There's all sorts of jokes being made about the ice cream machines at McDonald's, right? They're always broken. Actually, I'll say it seems like they figured it out some. There was a few years where every time you would try to get a cone or a McFlurry from McDonald's, the machine would be out of service mysteriously. And there was all sorts of speculation about what that was. Did they just not want to clean it? Is it really broken all the time? And we got some answers when McDonald's finally said what it is there are only certain tradesmen that are allowed to repair our ice cream machines. They buy Taylor ice cream machines. And so only Taylor repairmen were allowed to work on them because of copyright laws. In the States, they are actually drafting a bill right now that will make it so any handyman can work on McDonald's ice cream machines. This is a real thing. They are debating in their government right now. They are so annoyed with broken McDonald's ice cream machines that they are using their political power to draft up a law saying anyone should be allowed to work on McDonald's ice cream machines. That's a political system at its finest.
They are Grant Johnson and James P. White, but we call them Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
And if you're wondering where Jimmy is,
today off.
He does have today off because of St. Patrick's Day yesterday. He'll be back again tomorrow morning. I love this story. Edmonton is going to become the first Canadian city to offer an advanced form of cancer radiation treatment. And a big reason that this treatment is coming here to Edmonton is because of the Ben Stelter Foundation. Now, obviously, you wish that Ben's name didn't have to be attached to something like that. You wish he never went through what he went through, and it didn't end the way it did. But he did, and it's nice that because of Ben, others are going to receive this world-class treatment right here in Edmonton. It's a proton therapy. I guess it's more targeted than X-ray radiation, so it minimizes the damage done to your body, to the healthy tissue, reduces your side effects. And up till now, Canada was the only G7 country where you couldn't get this treatment. So it's being brought here to Edmonton. It's a huge, because of the Ben Stelter Foundation, they helped to fundraise and get this thing here. The center will be up and running by 2027. Yeah, I love that story.
Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
I was just scrolling around the web, doing my thing, looking at things and reading things, and I saw this headline, and I thought, wow, my neighbor with the F. Trudeau flag is going to be happy to see that one. Well, he only puts it up when his wife is out of town, though. You know when his wife is out of town, he puts the flag up. It's pretty funny. The headline was, Justin Trudeau says during an interview he thinks about leaving his job every single day. Don't get too excited, though. He's sticking around, he said. Said he's not going to step down before the next election. But in my opinion, that's when a politician starts talking about how, I don't need this job. I just do this for you guys. I don't need this job. This is a crazy job. That's when they're starting to get desperate. It's like one final plea to try to get people on your side. I've seen politicians do that all the time. Mike Nickel did it when he was running for mayor, and then things started to not look good for him, and he started, I don't need this job anyways. You guys be lucky to have me. That's what Trudeau's doing right now. I don't need this job. And he's saying that because he knows he might be in trouble.
This is Show Local Some Love, and we are joined by Dale from Jeff's Auto Glass. Dale, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You've recently moved into a new building. Where are you located now?
Well, it's not exactly recently. We moved in July 1st, but we're at 15015 118th Ave. I realize some people only get their windshield done once a year, so you may not have noticed that we've moved. So that is the new location.
And it's pretty close to the old location, right?
Yeah, we're about three doors down from the old location.
There you go. So even if you go to the old one, you'll probably see the signs there at Jeff's Auto Glass for the new location.
Yeah, we're in the same building, just a different bay.
At Jeff's Auto Glass, you not only replace windshields, but you do offer a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, it's a lifetime warranty on installs. Obviously, I can't warranty rock chips because I'd go broke, but it is what it is in Alberta.
And you're a family-owned and operated business here in Edmonton. Is there a good time to replace your windshield?
Well, a lot of people, they like to do it in the spring, but we do windshields year-round. So in my opinion, you can do it at any point.
Yeah, and just get it done when you can't see anymore.
Pretty much. Once you've got the Alberta windshield, it's time to come in.
Yeah.
At Jeff's Auto Glass, you not only replace windshields, but you do fix them, and you do offer other services.
Yeah, so one of the main reasons that we moved to the new locations is so that we could start calibrating the new vehicles. So if you've got a newer vehicle that needs calibration, we're a one-stop shop. We can do that too.
So that looks after things like the sensors and cameras and all sorts of things, right, when you calibrate them?
Yeah, so basically what that looks after is your lane departure and anything that to do with the camera that attaches to your windshield.
Where can people find more information about Jeff's Auto Glass?
If they need some more information, we have a website. Just have to punch it or Google Jeff's Auto Glass Edmonton, and we should pop right up.